To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
During adolescence, the brain is susceptible to a lifetime of addiction. Today, my guest is certified addiction medicine expert, Dr. Daniel Hedrick. Welcome to the show. Dr. Hedrick, let's talk about the brain of an adolescent, because we know that the adolescent brain is prone to impulsive behavior, to emotion rather than logical thinking. How is it more prone to addiction? Explain a little bit about that weird, brain that is the adolescent brain.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different than an adult brain. Humans are unique. It takes about 17 to 22 years for your brain to fully be connected and communicating and organized. Before that, your CEO part of your brain, it's called the prefrontal cortex. It's kind of in charge of making common sense, isn't really hooked up and functioning. And that's kind of why adolescents look like adolescents. They have a great IQ, but their judgment center, their ability to make choices, and their impulsivity is kind of like unpredictable. And so they're already set up to have this emotional kind of roller coaster. And then you throw in drugs, and one of the things that alcohol, marijuana, any drug basically starts to work on the prefrontal cortex. It actually disconnects it and downsizes it and makes it dormant. So they even have more impulsivity and poor judgment. And adults that are using drugs and drinking and taking any type of drug, it knocks down their prefrontal cortex, their judgment center, their CEO. That's why adults under the influence look like kids. They have this adolescent behavior, impulsivity, poor judgment, things like that.
Dr. Hedrick, you know, the human brain is sculpted by experience, and for adults, you know, we've had so many different experiences, but teenagers are not just less experienced adults. They're really going under a developmental stage, so that brain, and I've learned so much doing shows about the adolescent brain, fascinating, really fascinating. So the fact that addiction can take hold so quickly, what is the most important message you want parents to know for their teenagers about that brain and how quickly addiction can take hold of it?
Well, yeah, I think parents and kids, they don't understand how toxic just even alcohol and marijuana are. I mean, I get a lot of parents that say, well, I don't want my kids doing heroin, but it's okay if they do marijuana over the weekend or something, because they work hard and they're good grades. Well, they don't know, that they don't understand that they're really injuring and changing and rearranging delicate parts of their brain. I mean, the adolescent brain is just, not only is it softer, but it's not fully organized yet. So you start shifting things around, and they think, well, because they're not directly under the influence that the, you know, one weekend of marijuana is still affecting your personality, your impulsivity, a lot of your behavior, your memory. Things are affected. Your IQ is affected for months.
Okay, so when we're talking about all of these different functions of the brain and this developing brain, you know, as you said, some parents might say, well, it's okay if they, you know, use marijuana or something, but is it that it also can reduce their inhibitions and actually change the way that they think so that then they're more likely to try other drugs?
Exactly. Yeah. It's very easy nowadays to measure the emotional and physical impact of, like, alcohol and marijuana. I'm using those because people kind of don't think those are that important. But you can measure increased impulsivity, poor decision-making, increased depression, mood swings, and even a rapid progression to other drugs. The gray matter volume, actually even with just drinking alcohol, the gray matter volumes decrease and shrink. Your brain actually shrinks directly proportional. The more you drink, the more you have brain shrinkage.
Wow, it is really amazing. Now, what about perception? You know, teenagers perceive a lot of things differently than we do, and the perceptual changes that are caused by drugs could have these long-term complications for that adolescent development, right? Can it change the way they actually think about things, even
exactly.
into their future, if they start these drugs as an adolescent?
Yeah, Melanie, that's it. Even if you didn't, if you couldn't measure the physical things, the emotional impact of using a drug to change your level of consciousness, some people actually have a hard time coming back to the normal. I mean, you're playing around with these areas that are in charge of your personality, and you start shifting these things around, and you lose track. Actually, if you use it enough, I mean, people in recovery that are really addicted, they have totally lost track of who they are. In fact, they describe their recovery from a drug is finding out who you are again, because you lost track. And kids haven't even finished that. You know, that's kind of a lifelong thing, but it really starts heavy in when you're in high school. You know, you're trying to figure out who you are and what's your mission, what's your purpose, what's life about, what's reality, and then you mix a drug in there, and you can really go through high school and get into college and not even know who you are, and not even have tools that help you cope with just normal life.
Yeah. You know, teens feel they're immortal. They have this risk-taking part of their brain that feels like it's a little bit safer to try these things, driving fast, taking drugs. How fast? Tell parents, because this is kind of sobering to hear, how fast can a teen get addicted to a substance like alcohol when they use it even just a few times?
It varies from person to person, and there is about 15 or 20% of the world that actually has a real biologic, almost like potato chip effect to alcohol, where they take a little bit and they're going to want more. So you can trigger that and accelerate their progression. But the biggest danger is the marijuana thing, because it's transformed. It's a completely different drug now than it was even 20 years ago. It's just hybrid into this high-potency THC that some people, the first time they take it, they end up in a psych hospital for 3 days. They're just totally out of touch with reality. And some of them have a hard time coming back for weeks and months. And I've talked to psychiatrists here that they're just amazed that most of their practice is trying to deal with keeping people off marijuana.
It is amazing how people think that it's, you know, back in the 60s, it was pretty, you know, tame and it wasn't that big a deal, but it's a much bigger deal now. And it certainly can lead to more and more problems. Kind of give us your best advice, Dr. Hedrick, to parents out there who are thinking this way, and some red flags to sense that there are symptoms, something to tell them that their kids are trying these drugs or alcohol.
Well, I think we have to offer them some alternative. You know, they're exploring. I think kids have to grow up faster every year. I mean, the world is changing so fast, and they're trying to figure out what life is about, and they got a lot more challenges and figuring out who they are and actually pursuing a different level of consciousness. You can actually do that without a chemical, and their spiritual life, and you know, and maybe just making sure that they have something that gives them joy or interest, that gives them kind of a natural high. You know, whatever it is, I think parents need to watch little indicators like, oh, they kind of like playing a guitar. Well, good. Get them a guitar, get them a ukulele, and get them an accordion and a harmonica too. Whatever. Just if they have a tendency to be a surfer, get them all and give them lessons and make sure they're you know, actively getting something that gives them joy, gets them an altered state of consciousness, and they don't need a chemical, and train them that's really important, and to cherish and respect your brain, you know, especially now and when you're a teenager.
So Dr. Hedrick, tell the listeners where they can find out more information about you as an addiction medicine expert, and why they should come to Mission Hospital if they fear something is going on with their adolescents.
Well, we have we're starting an adolescent treatment center eventually. It hasn't been open yet, but with Mission Pacific Coast Recovery Center in Laguna Beach. It's the Mission Hospital, part of the St. Joe's Health System, and the nursing station where we have 24-hour advice and counseling and triage is 949-499-7107.
407. That's 949-499-7107. Thank you so much, Dr. Daniel Hedrick. You're listening to Mission Radio. And for more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.